standing near the grenade, BIPA doesn't reach entities that facilitate but do not acquire biometric data. On January 30, 2026, the Appellate Court of Illinois affirmed summary judgment in Salinas v. Arthur Schumann Midwest, LLC, in favor of staffing agencies accused of Biometric Information Privacy Act, BIPA, violations, holding that the agencies did not collect, capture, or otherwise obtain biometric data simply by enrolling employees in a biometric time clock system and instructing them on its use. Quick hits. On January 30, 2026, the Appellate Court of Illinois affirmed summary judgment in Salinas v. Arthur Schumann Midwest, LLC, in favor of staffing agencies accused of BIPA violations, holding that the agencies did not collect, capture, or otherwise obtain biometric data simply by enrolling employees in a biometric time clock system and instructing them on its use. The court emphasized that each operative verb in Section 15B of BIPA, collect, capture, purchase, receive, and obtain, presupposes that a defendant acquires the biometric data, not merely that its conduct facilitates another entity's acquisition. Colorfully summarizing its holding, the court stated, "While the Biometric Information Privacy Act is a statute that wields the impact of a grenade, it does not impose liability on everyone who happens to be standing nearby. The ruling provides potentially significant protection for staffing agencies, payroll companies, and other service providers that may interact with biometric systems but do not actually possess or control the underlying biometric data." Background: the case arose from a putative class action brought by two temporary workers who had been placed at a food manufacturing facility in Elgin, Illinois, operated by Arthur Schumann Cheese, LLC. Schumann contracted with a payroll service provider to lease and install biometric time clocks at its facility. The plaintiffs were placed at Schumann by two defendant staffing agencies and were required to use the biometric time clocks to clock in and out of their shifts. The plaintiffs alleged that the staffing agencies violated Section 15B of BIPA by collecting their fingerprints through the biometric time clocks without providing proper notice and obtaining consent. The third amended complaint alleged that Schumann had exclusive possession of the biometric time clocks under its lease with the payroll services provider, that Schumann decided to install biometric time clocks at its facility, and that Schumann had exclusive authority to require their use. Biometric information was allegedly stored on the time clocks and transferred by Schumann to the payroll service provider's cloud-based servers. The plaintiffs further alleged that the staffing agencies would enroll workers in the time clock system and then instruct and monitor workers' use of the time clocks to track their hours. The staffing agencies moved for summary judgment, submitting affidavits stating that 1. Schumann required all of the staffing agency's employees to clock in and out using the biometric time clocks. 2. Schumann had exclusive possession of the biometric data, and the staffing agencies could not access or control the data. And 3. Schumann had granted the staffing agencies only limited administrative access to enroll employees and correct time records. The circuit court granted summary judgment to the staffing agencies, finding that there was no dispute that they did not possess, could not access, and had no control over the biometric data. The court's analysis on appeal, the Appellate Court of Illinois, 3rd District, affirmed the grant of summary judgment and the denial of discovery. Section 15B requires acquisition, not facilitation. The court began its analysis by examining the text of Section 15B, which provides that no private entity may collect, capture, purchase, receive through trade, or otherwise obtain a person's biometric identifier or biometric information without first providing written notice and obtaining a written release. citing the Supreme Court of Illinois' decision in Cothran versus White Castle System, Inc. The court noted that collect means to receive, gather, or exact from a number of persons or other sources, and capture means to take, seize, or catch. The court emphasized that the Cothran court had stated that he active verbs used in Section 15b, collect, capture, purchase, receive, and obtain, all mean to gain control. Based on the third amended complaint and unrebutted affidavits, the court found that the staffing agencies never possessed or gained control of any biometric data. Rejection of conduit or facilitation. Theory: the plaintiffs argued that the staffing agency's actions in enrolling, instructing, and monitoring time clock usage implicated Section 15B, because that section, unlike other sections of BIPA, does not require that the entity be in possession of the biometric information. They argued that the absence of an in-possession requirement broadened Section 15B's reach to include those who facilitated or acted as a conduit relative to data collection. The court rejected this argument. First, the court reasoned that coming into possession of something means it was obtained or received, and that there is no material distinction between these terms. Second, the court cited prior cases rejecting similar arguments where a party played a passive or ministerial role in connection with biometric identifying devices. The court concluded that ac operative verb in Section 15B presupposes that a defendant acquires the biometric data, not merely that its conduct facilitates another entity's acquisition. In other words, Section 15B regulates acquisition of biometric data, not proximity to it. Potential limits of the holding. The court acknowledged that there might be circumstances where a conduit theory could be persuasive, such as if one of the entities controlled another. The court cited federal cases suggesting that a company's right to control another entity's collection of biometric data could be relevant to vicarious liability or joint employer liability claims. However, the court declined to reach that question because the plaintiffs made no allegations that the staffing agencies and Schumann were corporately related, vicariously liable, or joint employers. Practical considerations. Salinas offers helpful guidance for entities that interact with biometric technology but do not themselves possess or control biometric data. Companies may wish to consider the following in light of this ruling. Staffing agencies and third-party service providers. The Salinas decision suggests that performing ministerial functions, such as enrolling employees in a biometric system, instructing them on its use, or monitoring compliance, may not, standing alone, constitute collection or capture under Section 15B. Entities in similar positions may wish to evaluate their contracts and operational practices to ensure clear delineation of which party possesses and controls biometric data. Host companies that own or lease biometric systems. The decision confirms that Section 15B liability is likely to attach to the entity that actually acquires and controls biometric data. Organizations that own or lease biometric systems and grant third parties limited administrative access should ensure that their compliance obligations under BIPA, including notice and consent requirements, are fully addressed. Documenting access and control. The staffing agencies prevailed in part because they submitted unrebutted affidavits, establishing their lack of access and control over biometric data. Entities that wish to rely on similar arguments in future disputes may benefit from maintaining clear documentation of their limited role. Vicarious liability and joint employer theories remain viable. The court expressly left open the possibility that a conduit theory might succeed where one entity controls another, or where vicarious liability or joint employer claims are properly alleged. Because the court did not make a ruling on that point, the Salinas holding may not insulate entities operating in multi-party arrangements from all potential theories of liability. Ogletree Deakins's Chicago office and cybersecurity and privacy practice group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the cybersecurity and privacy and Illinois blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, GRS podcasts,